From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgian authorities say the number of people killed in last week's Brussels attack has been revised down to 32, excluding the three suicide bombers. They say all of the victims from Tuesday's bombings have been identified. The United States, meanwhile, says more should be done to increase intelligence sharing in Europe. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the recent attacks in Brussels are a reminder of how important it is for the basic fundamentals of intelligence and national security procedures to be followed. Greek police patrolling the country's northern border fought Tuesday with several hundred migrants, many of them fleeing war in Syria. The migrants had been blocked from crossing into Macedonia. Thousands of others encamped near the village of Idomeni ignored government orders to move into temporary shelters. The United States is ordering military families to leave parts of Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department said they decided dependents not assigned to Chief of Mission Authority should leave Incirlik Air Base, Izmir, and Mula due to continued security concerns in the region. U.S. officials say the evacuation is not permanent. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday that the Ebola outbreak in West Africa no longer qualifies as an extraordinary event. While the disease is no longer thought to be a public health threat, officials with the WHO are still urging those countries that were affected to be vigilant. Brazil's largest political party has ended its alliance with President Dilma Rousseff's ruling Workers' Party. The move brings Ms. Rousseff one step closer to impeachment and removal from office. The Brazilian Democratic Movement Party says six cabinet ministers and about 600 federal employees who belong to the party will resign. This is VOA News.